राधामाधवा कुंज बिहारी राधामाधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधामाधवा कुंज बिहारी राधामाधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी रावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे जय जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगतनाथ जगतनाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जगतनाथ जगतनाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवारजक आचार्य श्रुतोषत्र श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु इन गौरंगा नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 11, titled The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes. It says there text number 33 and 34, but we are reading text number 35. So it's easy to repeat. If you want, I can do word by word first, and then we can repeat. Yasya, Yal. लक्षणम् प्रोक्तम् पुंसो वर्णाभिव्यञ्जकम् वर्णाभिव्यञ्जकम् यद् अन्यत्रापि दृश्येत तत् तेनैव विनिदृश्येत् यस्य यल्लक्षणं प्रोक्तम् यस्य यल्लक्षणं प्रोक्तम् पुंसो वर्णाभिव्यञ्जकम् यद् अन्यत्रापि दृश्येत यद् अन्यत्रापि दृश्येत तत्तेनैव विनिर्दिशेत् यस्य यल्लक्षणं प्रोक्तम् Pumso varnabhi vyanjakam yad anyatrapati drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet yasya yallakshanam proktam pumso varnabhi vyanjakam yad anyatrapti drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet. Yasyaya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vivyanjakam yat anyatrapti drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet. Yakseya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vivyanjakam yat anyatrapi drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet. Yasyaya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vivyanjakam yad anyatrapti drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet. Mataji. Yasyaya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vivyanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet. Yasya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vivyanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyeta tattineva vinirdishet. Yasya, of whom, yat, which, lakshanam, symptom, proktam, described above, pumsa, of a person, varna vivyanjakam, indicating the classification, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, etc. Yat, if, anyatra, elsewhere, api, also, drishyeta, is seen, tat, that, tena, by what symptom, eva, certainly, vinirdishet, one should designate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classifications. Purport. Herein it is clearly stated by Narada Muni that one should not be accepted as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra according to birth. For although this is going on now, it is not accepted by the Shastras. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 13, Chatur Varanayam Maya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Thus, the four divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, are to be ascertained according to the qualities and activities. If one was born in a Brahmana family and has acquired the Brahminical qualifications, he is to be accepted as a Brahmana. Otherwise, he should be considered a Brahma Bandhu. Similarly, if a Shudra acquires the qualities of a Brahmana, although he was born in a Shudra family he is not a Shudra, because he has developed the qualities of a Brahmana. He should be accepted as a Brahmana. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to develop these Brahminical qualities. Regardless of the community in which one was born, if one develops the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as a Brahmana, and he then may be offered the order of sannyasa. Unless one is qualified in terms of the Brahminical symptoms, one cannot take sannyas. In designating a person, a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, birth is not the essential symptom. This understanding is very important. Herein, Narad Muni distinctly says that one may be accepted according to the caste of his birth if he has the corresponding qualifications, but otherwise he should not. One who has attained the qualifications of a Brahmana, regardless of where he was born, should be accepted as a Brahmana. Similarly, if one has developed the qualities of a Shudra or a Chandala, regardless of where he was born, he should be accepted in terms of those symptoms. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes. Om Agyantimrandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhashya Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Ivacha Patita Nam Pavni Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakt Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we have been discussing for last several days about the four social classes in our society, in a perfect society. So Narad Muni is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj about the four classifications in the society, like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. This is what he has heard from Lord Krishna himself. And then later on, he describes the qualities of each particular class, what are their symptoms, and so on. So, this is a topic which Srila Prabhupada has discussed in great detail in several of his classes and his writings. He has touched this particular topic. So I was wondering that why was it so important for Srila Prabhupada to talk so much in detail about Varnashram system in the society? And my understanding is that if we follow this system properly, as described in our shastras, there will be a proper balance in the society. We find that is missing these days. We have forgotten about Varna Ashram. We don't even know, most of the people don't even know what it means or that it exists. So as a result, what happens? So we talk about swadharma. So swadharma means I will do whatever I feel like. Swa means self, myself, and dharma means dharma. So it means I can do whatever I feel like, and that becomes my dharma. So Prabhupada strongly objects to this, and he says that it is not the birth of a person which decides his class, whether he belongs to a particular category of Brahman or Shudra or Kshatriya, is not related to his birth. It is depending on his qualifications and his activities he engages in. He particularly talks about this when he's describing about he's describing Goswamis. So he says Goswamis are one who have got total control over their senses. So, and then he says that Goswamis are not to be confused with titular Goswamis. So there are several families in different places in India who use this title Goswami because they are born in the family of some Goswami earlier. Whereas they are nowhere close to any of the activities which a Goswami is supposed to be performing. So where does it lead to? Now we know that this particular system exists and yet people are not following it. So what are the consequences when we do not follow the injunctions provided in our shastras, provided by our acharyas? So it leads to lot of unhappiness and disharmony in the society. Today we have been discussing, and there was a question also that Western society thinks very differently than the way people think in India. As a matter of fact, people in India also think these days the same way as they think in the West. So there is no hardly any difference. So what is the result of this thought process where people just tend to ignore the instructions given in our shastras? It leads to unhappiness. We do whatever we feel like, but still we are unhappy. The reason is because I may be doing something which is not corresponding to my nature. So if I take instructions and if I try to follow the information which is available in our scriptures, which are given by Srila Prabhupada in detail in different of his purports, then it will be easier for me to do something which corresponds to my nature. And it's very important for one to be happy to do something which corresponds with one's nature. So now Prabhupada says that we have to identify a person as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya or as a Shudra or Vaishya, depending on the symptom. So what are the symptoms with which we can identify a particular person? So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speaks about it, and Srila Prabhupada also speaks about it in great detail about the mode of nature. So we are familiar with mode of goodness, we are familiar with mode of passion, we are familiar with mode of ignorance. So depending on where you are, you will exhibit those symptoms. So generally speaking, a Brahmana would exhibit, is in mode of goodness. A Kshatriya is in mode of passion, and a Vaishya has a mix of ignorance and passion, whereas Shudra is in mode of ignorance. Now, what are the symptoms of these modes of nature? Now, how do I know whether a particular person is in mode of goodness or is in ignorance or passion? How do we identify that? So, Prabhupada explains that in mode of goodness, one is generally selfless. That means he is doing things for the society. He is ready to give to others. He is not looking at his personal benefit. So that is the qualification of a Brahmana. Brahmana is, Prabhupada says, patan patan. He studies scriptures and then he teaches scriptures to others. He gains the knowledge and then he doesn't keep the knowledge to himself. He shares that knowledge with the rest of the society. Then we have mode of passion, which is generally selfish, where I plays a very, very important role. I'm always concerned about my image. I'm always concerned about my benefits. I'm always concerned about what happens to me, what is there in it for me. And that is my main concern. In mode of ignorance, one is just going down in the well of dark well. There is no hope for such persons. So Srila Prabhupada says that he is trying, the society, Krishna consciousness is meant to develop Brahminical qualities in the even so-called Shudras. He says that in Kali Yuga, practically all of us or most of us are born as Shudras. And depending on what qualities we acquire, we will fit into a particular class. So Prabhupada is trying or has tried his best, or we can say he's still trying through his representatives to develop Brahminical qualities in the society. Why is it important to develop people with Brahminical qualities? Whereas we all know that we also need people to have a balance in the society, we also need people with other qualities and qualifications. So it is so because most of the people are either in mode of ignorance or maybe in mode of passion. There are very few people we will find in mode of goodness who want to do something good for others. So Prabhupada's mission was to develop people, to develop their qualifications and qualities in mode of goodness so that they can help the society in general. And that is what all his disciples and the society in general is doing. We are trying our best and you know, people are engaged all over the world spreading the holy name of Krishna all over the world. And the benefit is that by chanting the holy name of the Lord only, we can gain some happiness and permanent happiness and peace in the society, which is so which is missing in spite of all the efforts of people all over the world. What we are seeing is there are wars going on, there are civil unrest, people are killing each other, there are refugees running from one country into another country by millions. If you happen to see or read the news, it is so scary and so disturbing that people are, they have nowhere to stay. Thousands and thousands of people and small children, women, elderly people, they are just, one fine morning, they find they have nowhere to live. They have to run away to save their lives. And that is what, in spite of the efforts of people, the so-called politicians, like Prabhupada says, they are trying their best to bring peace and happiness in the society, but it is not happening. And the reason to me is very clear, that because we have forgotten Krishna, we have forgotten the instructions given in our scriptures, these are the results we are facing. So Prabhupada says here, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant to develop these Brahminical qualities. Regardless of the community in which one was born, if one develops the qualities of a Brahman, he should be accepted as a Brahman, and he then may be offered the order of sannyas. So if one has the qualities of Brahman, one doesn't have to check where he was born, what his lineage or parents are, and then accordingly society should respect him as a Brahman. Even Lord Krishna speaks, when he's speaking to Arjun in Bhagavad Gita, he talks about his duties as a Kshatriya. In chapter 2, text number 31, I'm going to read a little bit from the purport of Srila Prabhupada, which says, let me read the translation and then I will read a part of the purport. The translation says, considering your specific duty as a Kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation. And then Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two kinds of swadharmas, specific duties. As long as one is not liberated, one has to perform the duties of that particular body in accordance with religious principles in order to achieve liberation. When one is liberated, one's swadharma, specific duty, becomes spiritual, and is not in the material bodily concept. In the bodily concept of life, there are specific duties for the brahmanas and kshatriyas respectively, and such duties are unavoidable. So it is important, I will just repeat this part. In the bodily conception of life, there are specific duties for the brahmanas and kshatriyas respectively, and such duties are unavoidable. Swadharma is ordained by the Lord, and this will be clarified in the fourth chapter. On the bodily plane, Swadharma is called Varna Ashram Dharma. So since we are in this material world, and most of us are on the bodily platform, it is very important for us to follow, understand Varna Ashram Dharma and follow it. So it says further, on the bodily plane, Swadharma is called Varna Ashram Dharma, or man's stepping stone for spiritual understanding. Human civilization begins from the stage of Varna Ashram Dharma, or specific duties in terms of specific modes of nature of the body obtained. Discharging one's specific duty in any field of action in accordance with Varna Ashram Dharma serves to elevate one to a higher status of life. So by following Varna Ashram Dharma, we can expect to elevate our consciousness. In whatever whatever stage or whatever classification we may be, we follow our dharma, we do our duties as prescribed in the scriptures, and if we do according to, we go according to the scriptures, then at least we are not going to get bad karma. We'll still have reactions, but they will not be sinful reactions, because we are working according to our nature, we are working according to the injunctions given in our scriptures. So later on in chapter 4, there is some more, chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, there is some more information given. Chapter 4, text number 13. So Lord Krishna is talking to Arjuna, where he says, according to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. So these four societies, that means, are not man-created. They were created by the Lord, and accordingly, they have to be accepted as such. In general discussions and talks with several people, a topic comes about the caste system in India. People in Western countries, and even in India, they talk, they have a tendency to criticize the so-called caste system of India. And because there is not proper understanding. If we understand the way the caste, so-called caste system or Varna Ashram Dharma has been explained by Srila Prabhupada, there will not be any misunderstanding. So as a matter of fact, this is the only way which gives the opportunity to anybody, each and every person, to elevate himself. Only by following the Varna Ashram Dharma, it gives the opportunity to all of us to go from the lowest platform to the highest platform. It is not that what happens generally, what has been happening lately in India, because this particular caste system is being misunderstood. Anybody who is born in the family of a Brahman is a Brahman, whether he has those qualifications or not. And then what happens, because he then tries to discharge the duties of a Brahman, but because he is not qualified and it is not his nature, he makes a mess of it. Same way, the other people, they are not performing duties according to their nature, and it creates imbalance in the society, and also it creates unhappiness for them also. So generally, by observing the symptoms of a person, if we are careful, we can see in what on what platform or in what class he could be placed. So, but for that we have to have a very clear understanding ourselves. Otherwise, it is very very easy to make a mistake. So that's where the guna and karma, the qualities and actions of a person, are to be observed very, very carefully. We have to also see that sometimes the external symptoms are very, very misleading. We have seen when we read our scriptures that they have been such great personalities. If we go by the external symptoms, we will not really be able to understand them. But we have to have a little, deeper look into their lives, and then we can come to a conclusion what they are doing. Are they following, are they trying to put up a show, or they are just genuinely trying to follow the duties which are prescribed in the scriptures? So, I guess I would like to stop here. The next chapter will be another interesting discussion, because in Varna, we have talked about Varnas till now, and the next chapter we will be discussing about the four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So with that, the understanding, at least the information which is available to us, we will have the opportunity to go through it and familiarize ourselves in detail with what Varna ashram system means. Thank you. Any questions, discussions, corrections, additions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I was just thinking on if you're familiar with the tradition that explain, say, places like in Jagannath Puri, in terms of not allowing sort of non-Hindus, meaning, people that are, Melechas or, the tradition that no Hindus are not allowed in the temple. And I'm thinking that, you read history, and even up to the time of, is it Ramanujacharya also tried to, or had the thought of correcting that, and then Lord Jagannath throw him all the way to Mayapur. Remember that?
He was correcting something else.
Okay. But I think during that time, isn't it, there was something also of a similar nature? Yeah. So, so it's not, so if having this understanding from the scriptures that, there is verses that even, there's that famous verse that melechas, chandalas, etc., if you come in contact with the holy name, you can, elevate yourself. And you have verses like this, that explain about, it's by guna and karma, not by birth. Mm-hmm. So how this tradition is rationalized, or how it's connected, where does it come from, if you can comment on that?
So I can say what Srila Prabhupada has taught us is that In one of his lectures, when we hear, and he's talking about the Varnashram Dharma, he says it is, there's a great possibility that a person born in a particular family will acquire those qualities. And it is easy to train that person, that child, in the qualities, say somebody born in the family of a Brahman. If the parents are careful, it is easy for them to train the child as a Brahman, and then he will be a true Brahman. But at the same time, because the parents themselves are so conditioned and engaged in today's material activities, that they do not really pay any attention for the proper development or developing the proper qualities of a particular section in the child. But the example which you gave about temple in Puri, and they are, I'm sure, other temples also, I really do not know the reason why it had been, why they are not really open to the instructions which are available in our scriptures. Honestly, I really don't know. It may be that they just want to keep a control of the temple, and that's why there may be some insecurity. I really don't know. Maybe if somebody else has the information or would like to say something here.
We have to see this in a sort of broader context. Although we hear, and it is true, that one's varna is not determined by birth, in the previous ages, it was quite likely, almost certain, if not 100%, but quite certain, as Radharaman Prabhu said, that in the family of a Brahmin, a child who was born would most likely be Brahminical. There are situations where that's not the case, like Rishabdev had 100 sons, 9 of them became Uttamadhikaris, Maharaj Bharat became, was a king, was a Kshatriya, others became great Brahmin householders, etc. Vishwamitra was born in a Kshatriya family but who got elevated to Brahmin status. Depending on, so there are situations, but most likely in a Brahmin or a Kshatriya's family, a Brahmin or a Kshatriya would be born. Same with Vaishya and Shudra. That is because the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and Shudras, they performed their samskaras. Of course, Shudras never did, but they stayed within their I want to say breed, if you will. You know, like in horses, we have thoroughbreds, and then we have the hybrids. Hybrid is when mixing starts. So with the advent of Kali Yuga and progressing, the sense of hybrid has become very, very strong. And I used to have a colleague who would say, I am 1/3 Italian, 1/8 Spanish, 1/16 Irish, and 1/16 whatever Indian, because things have mixed so much. So Prabhupada writes in a few purports prior that now it is so mixed that you cannot tell clearly what is one's psychophysical nature. So that's the situation that Kali Yuga has brought us into. Now, the temples in Jagannath Puri and other places, they have the smartha view. And the smartha view is that most people, if you're not Hindu, means you've not performed proper samskaras. Which is the, in one sense it's the right view and in another sense it's not the right view. Because Hindus are about samskaras and they assume that all Hindus are doing samskaras, which is the wrong assumption or inaccurate. And those who are not Hindus, then they have no samskaras. So you can't say whether Hindu, Vaishnava or not Vaishnava, Brahman or Kshatriya. So that's the smartha view. Then there is the Pancharatrika view, which Narada Muni speaks of in the Bhagavatam. And we're all followers of the Pancharatrika view. And the Pancharatra says, especially Narada Pancharatra says, that regardless of one's birth, one who's taken to Vaishnavism or taken to chanting of the holy name elevates himself or herself higher than Brahman. And historically, the Smartha line and the Pancharatrika line don't meet each other. So even during Lord Chaitanya's time, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, while they knew better, they honored the Smartha line. They never entered the temple. Haridas, I mean, of all persons, Haridas Thakur never entered the temple. But Lord Chaitanya also did not force it, saying, no, no, we'll break all rules. What he did is he gave holy name to everyone, but he didn't change the Smartha style of things. But first thing he would go is go meet Haridas Thakur. Or Advaita Acharya, in the Shraddha ceremony for his, I think, father, he has to feed Brahmins. He would first go outside the house and offer the plate to Haridas Thakur. So in their own practices, they didn't follow that convention. But on a social level, they followed that convention. Because there is this hybrid, the concern of hybridization or everything getting so mixed, you can't tell. That's the thinking.
I mean, thanks so much. I was wondering, just as I hear you, that you know, during the time of Lord Chaitanya, there certainly was the capacity, not only having the personality of Godhead there, but the king of Orissa was a pure devotee. The main priest was a pure devotee. And, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Pataparudra Maharaj, they could very easily just, this is all nonsense, you know, straight it up. But there's a decision, I mean, obviously by Lord Chaitanya, that not to change it. And I wonder if ever, you know, the purpose of that, what is the higher purpose of Lord Chaitanya for making that decision?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a social reformer and he wanted to go beyond the structure of classes, the structure of varna and ashram. So he gave everyone the holy name and elevated them far beyond all of this. At the same time, as Krishna says, dharma sansthapanarthaya, first. And second, Krishna says, I myself follow all the rules and regulations because others will follow me. And if I don't do, they will say, Krishna did this way or Krishna did not do that way. That means it gives me the license to do. So by challenging an age-old tradition, Lord Chaitanya, my understanding, did not open the doors for tomorrow. Anybody and anybody can do whatever they like. He kept the sanctity. The Brahmins need a place for their survival. So he allowed, my sense is he allowed that to happen. But he didn't set the example of complete violation of thousands of years of history and tradition. But found a way on the side to elevate everyone. Because if Lord Chaitanya broke that, today anybody can do anything they like. They will not follow an established order. They will say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't follow. Who are you to tell me? So the expertise of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such that they give a place for everyone to practice their thing. But at the same time, they can elevate everyone far beyond all of this. I'm reminded of a story Prabhupada would quote, that once when Prabhupada's disciples were in India, they had gone to a temple, and the Brahmins there had blessed Prabhupada's disciples. Very nice, you're chanting, you're wearing tilak and dhoti. We bless you that in your next life you may become a Brahmin. So Prabhupada laughed and told this story, sort of a humorous one, is that there was an old woman who's in that village. Her son had become, or someone had become, a police constable, like a sergeant, you know, like the lowest grade of policeman. So then the district collector came to visit or something like that, and she blessed the district collector. Very nice. I bless you that in your next life you may become a police constable. So Prabhupada joked that where is Brahman and where is Vaishnav? But they don't know. They think my birth is important, so they're blessing my disciples to become Brahmins. Like that, he was joking.
Thank you. Yes, Jitendra Prabhu.
When you bring in the astrological calculations, that says a lot right there. So that kind of diminishes a lot of confusion on who's who, right? Because, I mean, you know, if you go to the books, like, Prabhupada didn't really have any karma, right, in the charts. So, I mean, I had my chart done, and it said a lot about me, and then it was really accurate. And then I lost the chart, but it's in the garage somewhere. Because I didn't throw it away, you know. But what would you happen to say about, you know, the astrological calculations at the time of birth, you know, determining, you know, a person's varna and ashram?
So, Prabhu, we can say that it also goes in continuation of what we were discussing earlier, that today, like, to know the true value of a stone, one has to be really qualified. Otherwise, looking at a diamond, if I'm looking at it, and maybe you are more qualified, you are looking at it, we will value it totally differently. So in today's situation, even the persons who are supposed to be so-called evaluating or judging, they themselves are not qualified or properly qualified. So all these things would be very nice if we had qualified people to guide us, but such people do not really exist anymore. Or those who have the knowledge, they really do not get involved, or they just stay alone. So it's very, very difficult to rely on the charts and the qualifications, because people, being in Kali Yuga, we are looking at things with our selfish motives. So based on that, I will say, oh, he has such great qualifications, if it suits me. If it doesn't suit me, then I will say, oh, you might be a very elevated person, but I will say, no, he should stay out. So that is where what we are facing in Kali Yuga.
Thank you, Prabhu. Any else? Thank you. Yes, Mataji.
I just want to ask a question. The persons that are elevated to a Brahmanical position, those are the persons that would also, this is the question, Would those be also the persons that are knowledgeable, you know, say in astrological science, or even they could be somewhat knowledgeable, I guess, about medicine, and I guess when giving advice to Kshatriyas, it wouldn't necessarily be knowledge about war per se or arrangement of military phalanxes, but rather the picture of what is the correct dutiful thing to do. That would be the kind of advice that's given. So I guess what I'm asking is, the Brahmana actually seems to have a lot of qualifications and understanding of even different branches of knowledge.
Yeah, that is true. We have a very good example of Dronacharya. He was a Brahmin, but he was so such an expert in you know, the warriors, the knowledge of the knowledge of weapons and so on. So he was hired by Bhisham Dev to train the sons of Dhritarashtra and Pandu, because he was so qualified. And like we have been reading, that it was the duty of the Brahmanas to train the other sections of the society. So Kshatriyas were trained in their field, but that job was done by Brahmanas. So they had knowledge. Certainly, they were the one who had the true knowledge. And not only they had knowledge in these departments, but they had even the spiritual knowledge, which was also very, very important. So depending on we are talking about the nature of a person, the psychophysical nature of a person. So if we go back and see why the Gurukul system was successful in when it was being followed properly, because the teacher would understand and know the true psychophysical nature of the student and then accordingly train him. Now today it is, you know, one curriculum for everybody. So there are different type of students in the class and they all study the same thing. But in earlier times, the teacher would be able to analyze the true nature of the student and accordingly train him to become a Brahman or a Kshatriya or a Shudra or a Vaishya. Thank you. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.